Are you going to play a bit of music? Are you going to do that thing? Because that was funny.
No, I'm not going to. I was drunk last night.
Oh, damn, yeah.
You should explain, Alex, that basically, I don't know, you should start from the top, and then we'll eventually get back to why I was drunk last night.
Yeah, I should explain by stating the fact that your name's Darren, because I don't think I've done that.
But yeah, I'm Darren.
Alex.
You're Alex, that's useful.
Yeah, I'm Alex. And yeah, this is my my thing that I'm doing because I'm bored in Japan. Right, yes, Darren, you got ready last night for all of this,
Alex's podcast. You asked me to take part. I was ready. You haven't even told them where I live or anything.
Well, I was getting
I live in London.
You live in London. And I was building that because you were drunk last night. But for me, last night was very early this morning because I live in Japan.
Because you're in Japan.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
We grew up together, right?
We did. Yes. Yes.
We met when we were 10 years old.
About that.
And now we live on opposite sides of the globe.
Yes.
And this is why the poor sound quality, because we're recording off Skype. It's 3:30 my time. I'm interrupting my working day.
11:30.
To speak to Alex.
11:30. Yes.
So it's your bedtime.
Wrapping up my very tired working day. Yes, indeed.
And yeah. Basically, we were going to have a theme where I would speak to you very late at night, and we will continue to do that. Well, I'm not drunk. Well, just I'd have a beer, and I'd be winding down for the day, and you'd be just getting into your day in two big cities across the world, and we'd be discussing the differences in our lives, but basically just talking about video games and not actually doing anything to do with that. This happened last night, and just to let you all know, if you're in this podcast, if you're listening to this podcast for a view of a technology, maybe like tech podcasts, or you know you're into video games, you'd be glad to hear that your host couldn't get the sound recorder to work for 3.5 hours. So I got too drunk because I bought too many beers, and it was too late, and I had to go to bed. So we're doing it now. So that was what happened last night, but we're here now.
This morning. This morning.
This morning, and last night for me. I went to bed, Alex went to work. So we're here.
If anybody's still listening, I think they got that part, at least.
But that's 7 minutes. We haven't just got started.
We were aiming for 15. Not the whole thing.
How long do you want these to be?
About 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Well, we've done half of it.
Cool.
I think it should be longer than that.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see.
Actually, we've done the only bit I practiced in my head was that, so...
Glad you did. It does add professionality, even if there are clicks of internet behind it.
I'm also pumped on caffeine, because you gave me a hangover, Alex.
Oh.
Because I drank all that disgusting Cobra beer, which isn't very nice.
Oh, we've got to do a taste review of what we drank. Sorry, we've got to do a taste review. So it was awful.
Well, it's nice by association because you normally have Indian food with it. It's kind of like saying, imposing that you just drink iron brew whenever you have lobster. And then you go, oh, lovely iron brew. Makes me think of orange things, like lobster. But it's not nice.
But by that measure...
So, yeah, I just woke up with things.
Coffee should be awful. By that measure, coffee should be awful because I have it when I wake up and I feel like hell.
No, it gets you going. I had to do that this morning. I had to have a fried breakfast.
And I'm just reading what I was drinking. It was Suntory Boss Coffee. And Suntory is owned by the Coca-Cola Company, I believe.
What am I here for?
Facilitator.
Why am I doing this?
You are my facilitator. Because, as people have probably worked out...
Do I have to touch your willy?
Not ever again.
it's not that kind of podcast.
No. What people have probably worked out already is that I'm not... at this moment I'm pretty tired, so I'm making less sense than normal, but I often go off on a tangent, and you are very good at keeping me in line and adding a sense of cohesion to what I'm saying, which helps.
So I'm the rails, you're the runaway train.
I am the runaway train, yes.
So should I ask you questions? Is that the best way to get to this? Or?
Probably is.
Okay, Alex, how long have you lived in Japan?
4 years. 4.5 years.
Why did you live in Japan?
Video games, essentially. Pop culture out here. I wanted to come out here. I'm going to say I wanted to learn the language, so obviously I've done appallingly at that, as you'll testify.
Yeah, okay.
But basically, I basically overlook the fact that if you come to Japan for all the things you like Japan for, you don't understand any of it. So I spent all this time wanting to watch all these fantastic movies and play these fantastic games that come out here, and I can't. I have to order them from Canada. So yeah, that's my... Well, I don't know why Canada specifically, but that does seem to be where most of them come from these days. Yeah.
They speak English. They might download your podcast.
They might.
This might help.
It might help. Yeah. So
they're very nice people. What's
they are very nice people, aren't they? Yes, I've
noticed
that.
Now, do you have an agenda for the first podcast?
I have a little bit of an agenda.
Please say yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a bit of an agenda. Whew.
Well, first, okay, I was going to go and get the last beer out of the fridge, if not.
You should do that anyway.
it's half past three.
Basically, if anybody... I'm still undecided on whether on the homepage, as people will know by now.
Actually, on your website, on doofus.com. Come on, Alex.
.net. Doofus.net.
D-O-F. Shit, don't go there.
U-S-S.
What's doofus.com?
It was a link to all sorts of insurance websites.
Okay, so it's some sort of terrorist hell.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay, right.
So,
it's a sleeping site.
Yeah. So, doofus.com.
We're not terrorists, by the way.
No.
No, and we're white, of no religious extraction. Should explain that Alex is, you are 6'2"?
4.
6'4"?
6'4".
Wow. And whiter than white. You sport a shoe size of 12 to 13, is that correct?
Yes.
What's that in international size for our international listeners?
It's 31 centimetres and 47, I think, for the
European. They're canoe feet.
Yes.
They're huge.
Yes.
You're a huge man, basically.
I am a big man.
You're huge, and the colour of your hair, your skin?
Ginger. And my skin
ginger.
Is pasty white, ghostly pasty
yeah,
white.
Yeah, so you are an abomination out there, a freak.
I am indeed, it's lovely.
You're a walking freak show.
I'm a walking freak, and I love it, frankly.
Yeah.
I do get on.
So you're the centre, you like to be, the centre of attention? That's fair to say. That's not a bad thing.
No, I enjoy being noticed. I'll say that.
Yeah, and Japan, where it's fair to say that when I've come out to visit you, I feel like a rock star because people look at me on the tube just because I'm white.
Yes.
And that's... I like that. and you're a totem of... spunky orangeness. So
I think totem, spunky, and orange should not be in the same sentence again during this podcast. Or anyway,
it will happen, and it will be a completely different reason as well.
We can manage that.
But yeah, so you're noticed out there,
yeah.
and that's a big deal.
Yeah,
my phone's ringing. I didn't expect that. Sorry, I lost my train of thought because my phone started ringing. But
unnoticed,
so yeah, you're noticed. You were noticed.
Yes.
Yes. Which is great. So this is your unique thing about your blog and this is that you're very white and very in Japan.
Well, yeah, it basically goes from the fact that it's ostensibly it's about games, but in truth, we'll be.
We haven't spoken about that, have we?
No, we're not. It's going to be more. When we talk, it's going to be a lot more putting the games in a context of culture as opposed to just like saying,
yeah,
writing this game is wicked. Cause
just as well, really, because I don't really know much about games. You've asked me to brush up on my game stuff, which I have been doing.
Yes.
But we're not going to be able to tell the listeners anything that they don't know already.
Oh, actually, that's not strictly true.
Catholic Americans on podcasts.
Yeah, that's not strictly true.
But hopefully,
true.
This is a more fun way to get it. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, the fun thing now is that with the state of games as they are now, especially with Nintendo being a specific example, is that they've stopped really warning people they're releasing games. They say, we're bringing it out, and then 2 weeks later they actually do. Being in Japan, I actually can buy them and play them probably earlier than most people, even online reviewing games. So
that's true.
Yeah, I am getting the drop on a few things. Like next week I'll be posting my review, my 150 word review of Wario Land Shake.
You mentioned Wario Shape to me yesterday.
Yes.
And a web search, maybe I'm being a retard, but I couldn't find anything on it on the online, which is quite exciting. So you've played that and I can't, I don't really see much evidence of that online. So that's going to be very exciting.
Yes.
To read.
Well,
is it very good?
Oh, no.
You were saying it's a 2D platformer with amazing 2D Oh, okay. Well, and
it looks amazing. It's beautiful 2D animation, but
that excites me because obviously we come from we've been. I think we joined gaming around the 16-bit era. Definitely. I think that's where it started to get.
You did.
Have you ever heard of that described as the golden age of video gaming?
Yes, I have, and I would I've wholly agree, just because of. Start recording. Okay, we're recording again, Darren. All I can hear is you typing.
Oh, sorry. We should explain that you just found out that you can only record for 15 minutes at a time.
Yes.
On your software. Port.
Yes, I didn't know the software.
Should we name the software?
The software I didn't buy. I think this is the point.
Okay.
The software I did buy. I can't record Skype with. So Super Sound Recorder may well be wonderful for many things, but not for recording Skype. And the conceivably fantastic.
I seem to remember you saying Super Sound Recorder at about 1 a.m. when I was blind drunk on my bed with my duvet over my head to try and keep me quiet from my housemates.
And
that's how professional this is.
Yes, but we are using.
We're talking about Wario.
You are. Yes, and it is very pretty. Though it doesn't support widescreen, with the slight problem. I think most of this can be saved for when I talk about it next week, really. But I would say I am a little disappointed. I had one really good boss fight, but apart from that, it's just broken up into, sections that are quite obvious. Like this section's this kind of puzzle, and this section's this kind of puzzle, and then at the end you run back through the level. And I think I'm about halfway through the game, and it's just a bit flat. Could pick up.
So you're going to post it for a review?
I will do next week. I should have finished it by then. So it could. I want to finish them before I talk about them properly. This is
okay.
Preliminary.
Okay.
This is very much preliminary. But
I'm a facilitator.
Yes, I am. I am currently not impressed, and that's kind of the thing. That's the other thing I'm going to be looking at games. I'm going to be talking about games, reviewing games, and. Generally, I'm not going to buy crap games, because why would I do that to myself? Not having enough money to really buy lots. So I'm kind of a lot of the games that I'll be looking at will be very critical of good games. This may be the exception. It might be very critical of a kind of mediocre game, though undeniably very polished. Yes. I'm quiet now, Darren. You can talk.
Okay. I'll counter that with some progression. So, what are we going to establish in this first podcast? Because we need to wet people's appetites for what's to come. What's right now? What's your agenda?
The podcast. The podcast today. You see, we've covered a lot of it already, accidentally. basically, the main agenda today was one to touch on the fact that we'll be talking about games, the kind of format of the site for those people who are trying to work out what's going on, and we were going to talk a little bit about Banjo, because we both got that and I'm posting reviews.
Yes, yeah, Banjo Spirits on the DS, which is about to come out in the Western world.
It's actually Bangayo. I should
Bangayo.
Yeah, although I have been calling it Banjo the whole time.
That does raise the issue of mispronouncing video games, which is something that we'll get onto perhaps next week.
Yes.
And you only ever read them if, you know, it used to be, still is, kind of an embarrassing thing to talk about video games in public, so perhaps people have been carrying around mispronunciations of things for a long time. Mm. Alex is also dyslexic, and does that affect your pronunciation skills?
Not of Japanese words.
Is it just something you do really well?
Not of Japanese words, just because I can...
Just get them wrong.
Yeah, just get them straight up wrong. And well, you know what I'm like, I'll look at something, and if it's written in English, especially, and I will just misread it. Straight up misread it.
Yep.
Like, the number of times I used to fall about laughing.
I think there might be some... Sorry, what were you going
to
say?
A number of times I've felt about laughing, thinking I just read a really big swear, like a really big swear word, a swear word written in really kind of capital letters somewhere, and just find out it said sugar or something. I do. I
miss these are your experiences of Japan. This is what it's all about.
No, these are my experiences of England. This is my point. I get this everywhere.
That's where you had to go.
Yeah.
Falling around laughing everywhere.
Yeah.
In the post office.
Yeah. Oh, and the other thing we're going to talk about.
Banjo-yo.
Bangio.
Bangio.
Bangio. Come on. Bangio.
Bangio. We can all have fun with that one. Yeah. And what else?
Yeah. Oh, and we were going to touch on the kind of on edge culture out here, kind of, that kicked off about 2 months ago.
With the stabbings!
The stabbings in Shinjuku.
The stabbing! It's fine, because I'm over here, and you're over there.
Yes, in the middle of, well, it's still going. There was not, like I said, there was another one today, yesterday, here, with some school kids.
You mentioned this was a schoolboy who'd gone knifey-knifey.
Yes, I didn't see that much more about it, actually, because I was trying to get sound recorder working while it was on, but one of those...
First things first, eh?
Yeah. I'm going to qualify this by saying people getting stabbed is never amusing, but the animations Japanese people put on TV about it do seem to be.
They're very thorough.
They're very simple, kind of like stick men, and one stick man will walk up to the other, just kind of holding a knife gently by his side, and the person he walks up to will just collapse on the floor.
It's a little stick man is going up to the other person, and oh god, he's
exactly. That but there's no animation in between that. It really is just like he knocks him over like a skittle.
It's irrelevant.
Yeah, there's like the Uber
stick man alive, stick man stabbed, stick man dead.
Exactly.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah, so that was kind of the agenda for today.
Yeah, so basically
we're gonna avoid the what are you
from our bedrooms here in Japan and in London, we're going to tackle video games and anthropology while being either hepped up on caffeine or slightly lolling around from booze, all in a charming English way.
Well, it should lead to the interesting kind of backwards effect of you getting more and more subdued and me getting more and more kind of over the top.
I didn't get subdued last night. I just got really angry at you because I've been up for 3 hours.
Darren, I don't want to tell you how long I've been up for now, but I'm not going to get angry because it was all my fault.
Okay.
Yeah. So, starting my site, dofuss.net, which you probably know if you're listening to this, but it's dofuss.net. And me and Darren will be contactable from that site at Alex or Darren at doofus.net.
Oh god.
Yeah, I know. That was never gonna work. but the basic the basic idea for the site came from my interest in video games, my kind of vague hope idea that I'd like to somehow be involved in the industry when I come back to the UK. And I just wanted to get a bit of a background on that
before. Alex, that's going to happen.
Yes.
This is brilliant.
Yes, this is the aim. Eventually,
this is what you're gonna do.
Why hide it? You know, this is the plan. Because I have a tendency, as again people will know by now, to waffle and prattle on. You and I came up with some way to restrict me. Your way of restricting me was to give me a deadline to post it, and my way of restricting me was to give myself a word count, word limit. Of 150 words, which is very short and I'm finding very restrictive, but at the same time will be less boring than this podcast. No, it's good.
This is great.
It does.
This is brilliant. This is the best thing that's ever happened to the person listening.
Yes. Maybe.
They know it. They've started to cry a little bit.
The end result of this is you're going to get a job in gaming and I'm going to be left on the sideline because
I don't know anything about games. That's the thing. I don't really. The thing also that we share is we're not. Let's name names. I've been listening to the 1UP stuff quite a lot.
Yep.
There's quite a lot of stuff on there. And frankly, it's worrying because it's a complete absorption into video games, which I think is a little bit exclusionary at times. And I think there's. It's kind of more relevant for us who play games sometimes and have to fit it into our ordinary lives and just do it for fun and don't do it sort of full time. Can't play RPGs, to be perfectly honest. So maybe we're just aiming at the normal gamer. I think there's a lot of people out there like that. So I think this is our unique spin on things as well.
I, I, I mean, I listen pretty
seldom. We're not sarcastic Americans.
No.
As well.
We're sarcastic English people.
Yes. Which is a lot more cuddly. People love it.
I just find that I probably play games, well, significantly more than you. I do play quite a lot, and I'd listen to One Up while I'm doing the dishes, frankly. So I know quite a lot what's going on, but yes, it's not the same absorption as lots of the other things that are going on. It's not our lives. We do have other things to do.
But your main strength is that you are in Japan. You're right there. You work there. You teach English.
I do teach
English. And you have done for years. And you know it inside out, and I think... This is where it's going to get really interesting because there's things that you're experiencing firsthand and that you're sort of seeing happen in front of your eyes that people are just reading about in the States and over here in Europe. And I think that's a really interesting thing.
Yes, it's.
So what else are we going to do in this first podcast, Al? Are we going to talk about any games?
Bangio. I told you, Darren.
This podcast, how exciting!
Yeah, we were going to talk about it today, just because it will be posted this week, and this is a kind of setting the scene, and since the review will go up and people will be able to read it, I thought we should talk about it.
And
it's released tomorrow in America. No, not
wow,
tomorrow.
That's great!
Friday.
Wow, this is really well done.
It was, wasn't it?
professionalism, accidental.
Interestingly, you told me by chance that actually the American release will have a bit more in it.
There were things that they couldn't do in time for the This Is Treasure, the programmed Banjo-Kazooie.
That's rare.
No. That they planned to do for the Japanese release, which they couldn't do for that release.
Yeah.
And they're packing it into the Western one, which means that we're probably going to buy it again.
Yes. Because
so we've had it. I came out to visit you in Japan. Mm-hmm.
2 months ago.
In May.
May. Yep.
Yeah, and we bought it the same week, didn't we?
Same day.
Yeah. And I didn't know what was going on for the first hour, and then it just sunk in, and it's fantastic. Mm.
Well, I played through that tutorial. Did you do that? Or did I warn you against?
I did a bit, and then I just dove straight in.
Well, I didn't realise that it was a tutorial at first. I thought I'd complete the game in an hour. Well, I was kind of like, ooh. I should have done. I could have read it if I tried. I just clicked on the first option and off I went. And a little disappointed. And then, basically, the tutorial takes you
through. You were disappointed?
Well, no, after the tutorial. Because the tutorial limits your weapons. They give you weapons. They teach you how to use them, and those are the weapons you
need. You should probably explain about the game itself.
Building to that.
What it is.
Building to that.
Oh, sorry. Whoa, slap down. Okay.
Yes. So the first, like, they give you 17 missions of tutorial, which are a lot of fun, but kind of restrictive and a bit kind of like, oh, I finished them. And then you work out, if you've got it in the Japanese version, that the one below is the actual game, and it's 160 levels, which you can dive into by choice. Wherever you like, whichever. I was about to use a Japanese word to try and describe that. It wasn't going to work. Anyone on 160 levels, in any order. What? Oh, Iro Iro.
What's the word?
Iro Iro.
Iro Iro.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Which means wherever, basically. All over.
By choice. Wherever. Okay.
Iro Iro. And once you pick the level, they increase in difficulty as you go up, but once you pick the level, you then get to pick 4 weapons, and you've got 2 standard weapons and 2... I suppose specials, and there's quite a wide selection. I reckon there's probably about 10 normal weapons and 6 specials, and it's some levels it just doesn't make much difference, and others it's absolutely vital that you pick the right ones going in. So it's kind of half puzzler, half shooter.
I think that's where it really does it for me, and I think that's where I was at first confused, and then just the blurring of genres was wonderful. Like when I actually started to play it and realised that you can get through some of the levels by being very patient, picking the right weapons, taking your time, and then you can get through exactly the same level, which might seem impenetrable to some, by just going at it full brute strength, hammering the keypad, and just letting off all the weapons at once, and just kind of, I don't know, going apeshit really. And I think that's what was great for me. It was just a little bit of puzzle and a little bit of action platformer mixed together in a really successful way. And what we should probably explain is that this was previously on the... Was it the N64?
And Dreamcast, both.
And Dreamcast, yeah. And the kind of... The motif of the game, if you like, is just the sheer amount of bullets on screen at once.
Yes. Which is kind of problematic for the DS at times, to be fair. Oh, we never mentioned
it
that.
It slows down.
On the DS, it does slow down a lot, doesn't it?
I quite like that.
Yes. It does give you time to think. It's kind of... You do count on
it's
it.
It's kind of... It's accidental retro charm.
Yes.
Right, well, we can't really pretend that we're continuing to talk like we were before, because obviously we don't have any musical interludes, but basically the programme cut out again. So that's...
15 minutes.
It's half an hour we've been talking for, although we'll probably want to cut out the bit where we just talk about tax returns for the first 10 minutes.
Yes.
So, but yes, the slowdown of the missiles is kind of charming, I think. What do you reckon?
I think it's charming. The bit that annoys me slightly is the fact that your sprite does actually start to flicker. And sometimes
you
can't actually see where he is. If they stayed stable, like if it wasn't that kind of... If the DS could handle just keeping them there,
it does slow down quite a lot. I must think that when they were programming it, they were kind of like, you know, we started to use 50 missiles, and there's some slowdown, and they just decided not to maybe leave it at that or take away. They just decided to add more missiles, which I kind of admire them for.
But I think they'd set...
It makes me look forward to the next DS.
Well, I think they'd set the kind of missile limit in the previous game. And what I think I've noticed is that it works if you use the normal 100 missile launch missiles, it's okay. But if you do one that absorbs, and this is going in, so if you wait until missiles hit you, or opponents' missiles are really close, or they hit you, they get bigger, as you know, Darren. The people listening won't. And it's those bigger missiles that really cause slowdown, especially when they're going through things that explode. And you can see why. There's a lot going on screen.
I think it's great. I really like it.
I really like it too.
The slowdown, I mean, it's fun.
The flickering, I don't like, but yes, the slowdown, I'm a big fan of. I've always have been. Enjoy it.
There is a baseball bat weapon which you can use, and some enemies are actually baseball players, floating baseball players. Mm. You're a big robot. We should explain that.
No, I don't think you are a big robot. I think you're a robot that's maybe the size of a football.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there are massive robots, aren't there? Mm. But then there are buildings that are the size of you. It just doesn't make any sense, basically, but it's great. But you can spend... Some of the levels just involve smashing baseball players who hurtle backwards while exploding. And there's one level, it's one of the few games actually recently that I have been laughing out loud while playing, just because I'm having such a good time. It just involves, smashing baseball players, blowing things up, and then just dying catastrophically, all within the space of about 4 seconds. It's just too fun. It's brilliant. They've taken everything that's good about shooting games and then made it less serious in a way that benefits it hugely. I think it's triple thumbs up for me. Is that how we're going to rate games?
No, we're doing value for money. We're doing how much you would pay for it if you were to buy it again, or if you were to recommend it. How much you'd recommend somebody paying for it is going to be what we do with that. But
even though potentially you've got the whole world.
Yes.
Can we do it in Zimbabwean dollars?
You can if you can.
I pay 20 billion Zimbabwean dollars, which is probably about £7.
You pay 7 quid.
But then we've got to do dollars and yen. I don't think this is a good system.
I was going to do it in quid, because I'm British.
Quid.
pound sterling. Quid.
Yeah?
Yeah. I reckon pound sterling's fine. People can look it up.
That's very respectful of the viewers. Well, we might have to talk about that offline, listeners.
The simple reason is, and I've thought about this a lot, yen is silly money to me. And not in... I don't mean that...
It's not silly money.
I just mean that unless you've grown up with a currency, even though you know the value, you never really get your head around it in the same way as the kind of the money you grew up understanding the value of. So I think we should do it in pounds, because otherwise, you know, it doesn't really...
But aren't we broadcasting to the entire world?
We are broadcasting to the entire world. And
I'm gonna invent my own system, the thumbs up system. It's three thumbs up out of three.
out of three. Okay. I reckon I'd pay,
it's not very sophisticated, but
I'd pay about 12 quid for it. So what's that, about $25?
Only 12 quid?
Oh, I only paid, how much did I pay? I paid at six, I paid a little more than that. I paid 18, but you only paid 15. Don't get carried away with the...
I imagine that we'll pay around £30 for it, won't we?
When
just got another email, sorry.
Okay, now you got me wondering. I suppose I am looking at having played it while I was playing it. I would have played it. Probably 20. Okay, 20. You got me. I'd pay 20 quid.
But we're bickering anyway. It's full marks from you, isn't it?
No, it is definitely...
Is it 5 stars for you? Just to change your rating system?
No, I'm going to put it out at 6. Just to be...
6 prepared. Stars?
Yeah. And
$6.
I'm going to give it 5.5.
So I'm giving it 3 thumbs up. £12 and 6 stars.
No,
3 thumbs up.
Out of 6 stars, I'm giving it 5.5.
6 out of 6 stars?
No,
but it's 5.
Isn't 5.5
it? It would be 5 stars.
No,
actually, that brings... There is a magazine in the UK called Time Out, and everywhere else that reviews films, of course, there's the 5-star rating. This is the classic tried and tested rating system.
Oh, yeah.
But for some reason, Time Out only rates things at 6 stars, which just leads to hugely confusing posters. Because, you know, nothing gets 6 stars, so they give 5-star ratings for things which aren't 5 stars. It's confusing.
Oh, wow.
But I think our system of thumbs, stars, and quids is much better.
Because it's more confusing, or...
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's just piling it on.
It's certainly... Oh, the one thing we didn't mention about it while we were talking about it is that you get rated out of time and high score, and I want to go on record now for saying it means absolutely nothing, because you just want to get through the level, and it's very rare you'll ever go back, which is the one thing I would say about Bangio. Is that it's kind of...
Yes, it has score. I don't know. I think things might be different in Japan especially, but I really don't care about my score. Games still have scores. And isn't there a new system on the PS3 network or just the PlayStation network where you have scores posted online?
You are thinking of the new trophy system. There's already...
Is it new Xbox?
No, the Xbox has achievement points. And
right.
PSN
yeah.
is the new update for the PS3. It gives not achievements, they're called trophies, I think. And yeah, so the Xbox One's been doing it since it launched.
I don't care about points.
They keep...
Do you care about points?
Not really, though. It must be.
Do they dangle carrots, Alex?
They don't dangle any carrots. That's the point. It is completely separate.
Yeah, that's what I want. Stuff. If I'm going to get points, I want stuff.
But it does do a
the
couple...
End.
I'll be honest, there are a couple of times I've looked at, like, what gets me points, and I've been like, ooh, it would be quite good fun to try that. Like, getting 3 barrel rolls on Burnout or something was pretty fun. But,
oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, those kind of achievements, that's fantastic.
Well, they don't actually give you anything other than points, though. It is just kind of... But it does set some nice challenges if you finish the game and you enjoy it. But, I don't know, the whole metagame thing is something I'm not convinced about.
What's that?
It's the game outside the game, which is trying to get as many points as you can. It's the kind of...
Did you see how my lack of experience with games there came in useful in a journalism type way, because I asked you what that meant? that will happen a lot.
And hopefully I'll be able to answer. Which I could that time.
So, Bangles the game... Bangle Zero is brilliant. I think everyone should buy it. Everyone who has a DS should buy it.
Yes, I would agree.
It's
with
a
that.
Must have.
If just because it's, they can then all start trading levels with each other, because the level editor is pretty robust, and I'm sure people will be able to use it when it's in English, which would be handy.
Yeah, and the level editor, which works by downloading, well, playing a sound file, which I haven't done, I assume sounds like a dial-up modem, into the microphone of the DS. So that's how you can share your levels.
Yes.
Online. I think there's a massive pool of levels already online.
I'm sure.
That you can download. All will become clear when the English language version is released.
I think it's going to be a very good way of sharing those, because you can post them online. You don't have to worry about the connecting the DS or anything. it's going to be a lot easier.
It's genius, isn't it? Mm. Sound files. I mean, that's incredible. That's really great. Mm. Is there anything else you'd like to add about Bangles? Bangles video game.
No. No, only that.
That's your lot.
I am going to ask you, what's the music like? Because I always play it on the train with the music off. The sound, how did it go?
We spoke about this, actually, and this links back to our sort of not hardcore gamer podcast thing we've got going. Mm. Is that, again, I didn't play with the music on for a while, and then on the plane on the way back from visiting you in Japan, the kind of noise of the plane was getting to me, and I'm sat by the toilet, so I just needed to pretend that I really wasn't there. So I put on my headphones and plugged it in when I was playing Bangles. And the sound, I don't remember the music, but the sound effects the are so satisfying. The explosion effects when you use the baseball bat or the laser sword, it's brilliantly satisfying. The feeling of connection is great, and I think that adds to the enjoyment even more. So I suggest bringing a pair of headphones with you if you're going to play it on the move, because it just made it even more fun. It was even more chuckling coming from me. It wasn't because I was sat by the toilet.
I made it back into that. It did remind me of something else. We're going to jump to another game now, actually. One that we didn't mention.
That's
good.
It's
called Game Center CX, another DS game.
Okay.
I've been playing recently. Japanese.
Is she a map as well?
It is. 8 games. And it's based on a Japanese TV show, loosely based. It's got the license. And the TV show is becoming something of a cult thing, apparently. It's a Japanese comedian who spends a week or however long trying to master a game, and each show is a new game, and he spends the whole time playing. Now, this game is released by Namco Bandai.
And
rather than using Namco's existing licenses, there's no Pac-Man or anything in there. They've completely created from the ground up. Well, I'm going to say 8. That's a generous description, but essentially 8 titles to play in this game. The one bit I'm missing from this description is that they're all 8-bit era games. So you're looking at kind of like...
I have heard of this. I have heard of this. This sounds really, really cool. Mm. And that they're all different 8-bit era games, is that right? Sort of different genres.
You have 3 shooters, which are all 2 shooters. Sorry, one like Space Invaders or Galaga, more like Galaga, and one like Star Soldier. 3 platformers, which are in fact all sequels to each other, and the first one is very, well, I suppose the best example would be like the original Mario Brothers, not Super Mario Brothers, the one where you like flip turtles and kick them off the screen.
The single screen one?
Yeah, except it scrolls a little bit. It scrolls a little bit, just left and right, and it loops around on itself. The following one is exactly the same one. You can go up and down as well as left and right. It's a slightly bigger playing environment. And the final one, which is the last level of the game, is actually like Ninja Gaiden or Shinobi kind of thing. And it's...
Oh wow!
I'm on that at the moment.
This game sounds incredible. And what's it called again?
It's called Game Center CX or Retro Game Challenge, I think it's called in the.
Right, I've got to get me a copy of this. This sounds fantastic. And how long have you had this game for?
I've had it for 2 weeks. I've unlocked all of the levels now.
Cool. How many potatoes out of 10 would you give it?
Out of 10,
I'd give 12 out of 12.
In the Japanese version, are we talking? Specifically.
Yes.
Out of 12. God.
8 potatoes.
Out of 12, you said, not 10. Damn it. 10. 10 potatoes out of 12.
We just change the scoring system every time. It'd be interesting.
Yeah, it's all good.
8 out of 12.
Yeah. No, 10 out of 12. 8 out of 10.
10 out of 12?
8 out of 10. 10 out of 12.
The sound of a million people. Well, 2. Possibly our mum switching off the podcast.
Turning off the internet.
Deleting the internet, shutting their computer, putting it in a bin and pouring petrol on it. That sounds great. Can you buy it in the West yet?
Not yet.
Or is it an import dragon?
Going to be coming out soon. And I would recommend waiting, because I think some of the challenges are pretty tough to work out without a guide.
Right.
And also, you get fake magazines are in there giving you cheats and stuff, and if they're all in Japanese, you're going to lose.
Yeah, and there are fake reviews of upcoming games. That's it's kind right. of like a snapshot of 8-bit life, isn't it?
Yes.
The kind of the excitement that surrounded 8-bit video games at the time, and that's I think that's really cool, having a video game culture within a video game. Kind of like buying an old console and a heap of old games, and the surrounding experience, but in one DS game.
Yeah, very much so. And they've done some.
That's great. As you, as but yeah, it's, as you know, is that right?
Yeah.
Should I start again?
No, as you know.
As you know, as I know, as you know, as I know, as I know. Of course, I know that I am a Mega Drive fan. I've got a Mega Drive and a heap of old games, so that really appeals to me. That kind of charm. Mm-hmm. So that's good. Does this lead on to Ninja Cop? Can I talk about Ninja Cop now?
Yes, do please.
Yeah. So we, you know, we haven't been to E3. We went, but we got locked in the toilets the whole time, so we don't know anything about that. But we can bring you great old games. In fact, yes. next time, can we talk about some SNES games? I'd like to do that.
Please do. Yes, I've been down.
Yeah,
that'd
be crazy
for my Wii. So
yeah, that'll go down well. That'll be quite obvious, but you know, we need to get the listeners in. But I have been hunting for it's a GBA game, Game Boy Advance game. Called Ninja Cop, I believe it was called in Japan, or Ninja 5-0, like Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah.
Terrible name, terrible. Both of them. Which is kind of like a 16-bit Shinobi style, Shadow Dancer style game. That you feel like you. Yeah, yes, exactly. That's the real key. Basically, it combines all the best things from Yes Contra, Shinobi, Shadow Dancer, and Bionic Commando, by which I mean the grappling hook, and it's kind of like the best 16-bit game you've never played. It's fantastic. The grappling hook mechanism is amazing. There's a sword fighting element to it as well as the kind of throwing shurikens thing. Basically, you just feel like you're an overexcited 14-year-old when you're playing it, because it's slightly complex to begin with, but once you get into the whole grappling, slaying ninjas, there's ninja fights as well as killing goons with guns, there's magic, there's huge bosses, there's a brilliant save game system, so you don't have to traipse through levels. It's made for playing for sort of 5-10 minutes and then shutting your DS again. It's genius, it's really good, and it's quite hard to find. I had to buy it on import. I don't understand. It's the best Game Boy game I played.
I read about it on something you sent me, and it wasn't really taken up, possibly because of the atrocious box art or the atrocious names, I think.
Yeah, I should explain that the box art looks like they had a competition, not at every school in the country, but maybe the nearest school to Taito. It's Kanami.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, it's Kanami. Yeah. Yeah. And they picked maybe a sympathy pick for the box art. It's rubbish. It looks like it was done on crayons. And scanned in badly.
The reason I jumped to the defence of Taito there is because the nearest school to Taito is where my girlfriend Mickey went to school. I've seen Taito headquarters and it's tiny.
Did Mickey draw? Not as badly as this. It's terrible. I'm going to get it out and look at it. In fact,
I think we should put a picture on the site for this one.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to take a picture and we can post it on the site. It's really. It's terrible. Yeah, if it's very probable that caused its descent into anonymity.
Yeah.
But it's a great game. I give it one candle out of one.
Darren, you can't give full marks to every game you touch. Although when you give yourself a rating system of one, can
did
you?
I give something else full marks? Oh yeah, I gave. Bang. Gave the robot game 3 out of 3. Okay, the 5-star system, I'm going to go with that. I'm going to give it 4 stars. Okay. But you just have to get it. It's great. It's a real lost gem.
If you can find it.
Yeah, if you can find it. But that kind of adds to the fun of it as well, that import hunt. So that's my contribution.
Lord knows I've been looking for it and haven't found it in Japan the whole time I've been here, and I found a lot of stuff here.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I got it off an Amazon shop. So there were a couple on there. It
does exist then? Okay, that's good to know. Good to
know. It does exist. People should get hold of it. People should get hold of it and then comment on the picture of the box art on the site.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
It's a beauty.
I was going to go back to Games Center CX, but I won't bother. It's very good. You should try it.
Okay.
When you do start playing.
Yeah, no, I'm going to try and get hold of that.
Basically.
When does that come out over here?
They're translating it now, so I'd probably. I think sometime in September.
In time for Christmas?
Yeah, I think September, October, great. I think. But
and that's a DS game.
It's a DS game, and it's quality. It's. You've got to give it a bit of time, because you do move through the eras. So you do find yourself. They get better, obviously, with that in mind. So it starts off a bit crap. So
that's such a cool idea.
It's interesting.
I really like that.
And it gives you nice. The only problem I do have with it is that this level I'm playing at the moment on this Ninja Gaiden clone thing, except it's not. It's a bit more Castlevania because it's free roaming. And I don't know where I'm meant to be going. My DS has been on for 3 days. I can't turn it off because I can't save it.
It's going to melt down.
I can't play another game. I'm going crazy. I might be able to save it, but I don't want to risk it. I'm going to keep going, basically.
It's good that you can leave hardware on now for that long and it doesn't break.
Well, it does go to sleep. I mean, I reckon if I left my Wii on for that long, I'd be looking at a different kettle of fish. The old build of my Xbox, if you left it on for 20 minutes, it burnt out. Fortunately, they've replaced it, so, you know, it's all good.
So have we got any other subjects, or is this wrapping it up?
Oh, it's Stabby Stabby
this week. Stabby Stabby, of course. Yeah, the new game from Treasure
from Japan.
Stabby Stabby from Japan. Yeah, basically you get a job, and it's quite realistic. You get a job working as your parents did.
Well, no, you don't get
is that right?
No, you don't get a job working.
You don't get a job as good as your parents.
You try and get a job as good as your parents, despite the fact that you went to university and tried really hard.
Yeah, and things you can do in the game are sleep on the subway.
Not get a girlfriend.
Not get a girlfriend, no. Get very angry.
Very angry.
And when your angry meter reaches the top level...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is this slightly tasteless?
I'm leaving it to it, man.
suddenly the railway cart goes flying off the rails. When the angry meter reaches the top, then you can post an angry message on the internet. No one will really notice or do anything about it, and then you can just go crazy. And this has been happening.
Yes, it has.
Yes.
So we read about the one in Akihabara over here, but you have told me there have been two more incidents since of Stabby Stabby. The cuddly name makes it
accurately. To the I'm getting a lot of echo now. That's a bit weird. this is really most accurately would be to say there have been two actual incidents. The one yesterday and one right near my house at the big station.
This was a lady who stabbed people in the arms.
Yeah, from Kobe. She slashed three. Oh, actually, there was another one two or 3 days ago. Another lady on a train station in Tokyo doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's three actual events. But then there was a man who threatened to do the same
thing. There was an 18-year-old boy who was saying yesterday.
Yes.
But. That I don't think that's really the same thing. I think that's just what 18. Well, that's not what 18-year-old boys do, obviously. But it's.
What did he do?
I just saw it on the news this morning with the strange animation and didn't get the overarching what he did aspect. It's just that there was a knife and there were stabby stabbies in a school.
Well researched on Doofus.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Well, you can report that back next time.
Yeah, that's true. But
are we doing this every week?
Possibly.
How often are we doing
that? We'll see how
possibly.
We do.
When we feel like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other big one this was just after actually the following week after the Akihabara case was in again near us and near where I live in Namba, which is we keep saying I live in Japan. I live in Osaka. So in Namba, which is also near me,
second biggest city, folks.
Mm-hmm. Second biggest city, it's like Birmingham.
Which is the second biggest city in England, folks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The world. I forgot.
Still London-centric.
Yep.
Even in Japan.
Even in Japan. Going back to Stabby Stabby in Namba, which is near my house in Osaka. Basically, another guy posted on the internet that he was going to do the same thing, only he would kill more people. Basically, because a lot of people have been saying, good on you, mate, well done, keep trying, like, well done for getting out there and stabbing people in Akihabara. And this one guy said, I'm going to do the same, only better in Namba. And
I blame the achievement point system.
God. But they picked him up before he did anything. They literally arrested him for an internet post, which is in fact a bit...
That's what we're going to get arrested for. Well, they're going to be straight around your house after this.
It's scary on two levels then, because one, you're looking at the scary fact that somebody's posting on the internet that they're going to do this and might well be intending to, but then the fact that you could go and get arrested for claiming this on the internet, I mean, you know, it's not a very tasteful thing to do anyway.
I think that's fair enough. If you say you're going to stab lots of people anywhere, then that's fine. But there's nothing that gives it any less gravitas than the fact that it's posted online. I mean, a lot of people say stupid things. Mm. If you read any of the comments on YouTube, you'll know that most of the world is just barely keeping its mouth above the water, intelligence wise, but I think that's quite right.
Oh, forget it. There's going to be a lot of people listening to this, man.
I think they're all idiots. you're an idiot. See, they're crying again now.
Oh,
crying two times in one podcast. They hurt my feelings.
I shouldn't laugh, but I did.
But you are.
Yeah, I still am. But the thing is, in Japan, and this is what really we're missing. I mean, you were making the joke of it before, which is kind of, it was good, but maybe people did miss the point, because our age, being 25 to 30, are in what they're actually calling the forgotten generation here, which is a generation after the bubble economy burst here. Companies.
Yep, the big one in the 80s when everything was going crazy.
It was the 90s here, actually. It was a bit later that it crashed. But yeah,
oh, okay.
Crazy during the
80s. This is when the land under the Imperial Palace in Tokyo was the most expensive piece of land on the planet, more so than anywhere in America or anywhere in California. It was in Japan.
Wow.
But everything bust after that, and I think you were telling me that children had an expectation to follow in their parents' footsteps, but the economy wasn't in a position to support any of this. Any of this to work in that way, and we're left with disillusioned people getting very angry, working hard for nothing, and doing things like going on killing sprees. The Japanese government is looking at now, what to do with this generation of youth. A lot of them are pleased that this has happened because it's alerted people to their unhappiness, which is sad but true.
Well, it's a very difficult, like you say, it's a very difficult situation, because there's so little they can do. I mean, it's an ageing population, which is something that hasn't happened in Japan before in this way, with an increasing number of people who aren't in full-time employment, certainly aren't earning as much as they used to, and thus aren't paying the same social security. And the country's, the country's already squandered the social security it got off the people as they were coming up through the system, as it were, because that's what governments do, and they rely on the next generation to pay pensions and healthcare. Only this generation isn't paying enough of that, and companies can't hire enough people. So the situation is doubly bad, because the aging population isn't being helped, and the young population aren't getting jobs that they were expected to, the very low-key jobs that nobody really aspires to, but it's what they were taught to aim for. And yeah, cultural problems. I don't think I explained that very well looking back on it, but you know,
I'd say one thumb out of three for that situation.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually joined with another problem, and hang on, it all joins in with another slight problem, which is that parents are now, as a crying baby in the background, particularly fitting. there's a where was I? Oh, the problem. That's it. You've got parents that are now, as everybody knows, Japan loves American culture. It's embracing a lot of parts of it and is changing many parts of it. And part of the things it's taking at the moment is the very individualistic culture that before was a far more group kind of ideal that everybody worked together, pulled together towards something. And what we're seeing now is far more individual parents telling their kids, you can do this, you can do this, you can do anything you want. And what you see is parents telling their daughters, don't get married like me, go, become your own person, become successful, do this, be wonderful, you're special.
I never lived, yeah.
Yeah, and then...
have a great life.
But equally, they turn to their sons and say, find a nice girl like me. Find someone who will look after you and take good care of you while you get a nice job. So you've got these poor guys going out trying to find these individualistic girls and basically not getting anywhere because the mums have told the nice girls to go and get a proper career. So you end up with this horrible mess of... And this is something, going back to the Akihabara thing, he attributed the fact that he did it. He said he would have been okay if only he'd had a girlfriend, was one of his quotes. Which I debate. I reckon he'd have done it a year earlier if he'd had a girlfriend, but that's just me.
What does that mean, Alex?
Nothing at all.
I don't think we can do this bit as well as a video games bit, but we're going to try every week, folks.
Yeah.
We're going to say some terrible things. You can tune in and watch us fall over our own feet morally and politically, but we're going to try.
Yeah.
But it's really crap. And what's the mood like there, like, in terms of people just on public transport and out in the streets? I mean, are people frightened? Is it...
You're looking... The dog's great.
Sorry about the dog. I'm really sorry about the dog.
you're looking at a situation where you're in a country that is incredibly, by most country standards, incredibly safe. But everybody believes it's becoming more dangerous. And it is. I mean, honestly, it is. There's more thefts, more bag snatching, and sex crimes are quite common here. I don't know why I just...
It's still extremely safe, though.
Yes. I mean, certainly...
I mean, it's comically safe. But then the incidences...
For a man, it's safe, I would say. Sorry, we keep cutting...
Yeah.
For a man, it's safe. For women, it's a little more nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I mean, the odds that anything's going to happen is still terrorism, straight lottery odds. Mm. I mean, the threat is obviously scary, but, you know, it's still one of the safest places to be in the world. I mean, if you come... Me coming from London and being in Osaka or Tokyo, I felt ridiculously safe. Mm. But it was during the time all this was sort of going to happen. So it just must be very unnerving for people who... The Japanese culture is so polite and so sort of self-conscious in a way that people want to get by and seem to be calm and seem to be composed, and yet I wonder if that's making things even more difficult. If they don't feel like that, then do Japanese people feel that they can bring that up at any time?
Do people
talk about it in offices? I mean,
I don't think so. I don't think it's talked about as much as it would be in another country.
I think that becomes almost out of control in places like London, where people are sort of so open and upfront with their emotions and their fears that it becomes panicky very quickly. And I wonder if that's the same in Japan.
I've got two situations that have been tested in Japan. One is one that I actually experienced, and that was, I was in a supermarket, and the supermarket had an escalator, and this old drunk guy fell from
stabbed
the top
you.
Of,
stabbed you in the neck.
No. He fell from the top of the escalator to the bottom, and then proceeded to be unable to get up because the escalator kept... If you try and stand up while leaning on an escalator, you'll notice that it keeps pushing you off. So this was the situation. This guy's lying in a heap at the bottom of an escalator, can't get up because it's moving too much. And I, unable to speak Japanese, this was my first few weeks in Japan, my first month maybe. And I was...
Huge white ginger man.
Yep.
He's never seen anyone with this colour hair before in his life.
the only four people stepped over him on the escalator and just ignored him, and I was the person that went over to try and drag him off the escalator and help him to his feet. Eventually one of the staff came over to help, but it really is a situation where if you don't acknowledge it, it's not happening, and you don't acknowledge it because it's not polite to. You don't want to upset the status quo, and it's less embarrassing if nobody does anything to help, even if you're in trouble.
This is a psychological truth that people in groups are less likely to act. The more people there are, the less likely people in an extreme situation will act.
Exactly.
But extra pronounced in Japan, do you think?
Well, because it's a group culture that people are far more aware of the, just the situation.
Of the community.
People rarely feel alone. There's just a community there.
So there's less litter, but if you fall down, no one's going to help.
No one's going to help. And there was another.
That's very interesting.
There was actually another test that some people. This was actual. People tried this in two different areas. I can't remember who it was. It was an actual study. But they had a guy literally sprint past a group of people screaming, essentially. It, just total panic. And the Japanese people, or the Westerners, would look at him, whereas the Japanese people would look away or where he was running from as opposed to where he was running to. Just an interesting fact. They're just not looking
That's
at
very
the
interesting.
Situation. They're just looking at them. They're more interested in the
Do community. You think we can continue this as a theme, but do you think that you have changed from your time in Japan?
I think...
Because you're a very polite man.
Yes.
You've always been...
I'm still... I don't think much has changed there. I mean, I'm... You know that I'm fairly... I don't want to use the
you're
word...
You're very gracious. You're very good to strangers. So that's already there.
I think I absorb a lot of what's around me, though. It's always been something I've thought about. I've never known how to explain it very well, really. But I'm fairly malleable, and I adapt to what's around me quite quickly in terms of how I act, is what I'm trying to say, I think. Whereas... but while I've been here...
Is that dog helping, by the way?
No. I was about to say...
It's a Hackney drug dealer's dog outside just going mental. just eating his own moustache. He just doesn't know what's going on. And a brilliant time. So I'm really sorry about that.
That's cool. I don't mind. Yeah, I think it's definitely changed me. But not horrifically dramatically. And I mean, it comes with this... I think I'll change back very quickly. I think the environment around me makes me very different.
You should just start spitting at the bus driver as you get on the bus.
Actually, that wouldn't...
That's what we do here.
That's China. Oh, okay. No, people do that in China. Just because... I don't mean spit... I don't
mean we started doing that as well. They're the big superpower now. We just started doing that.
I don't mean spit on people on the bus. I mean, they spit a lot. It's polite to spit as opposed to sniff and stuff.
Is that right?
Well, it's the same in Japan. You're meant to sniff rather than blow your nose and things. There's all sorts of things like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Sniff, don't blow. Well, does that wrap it up then for the week?
I was building to a point in all of that. Oh, that's it. No, the final...
I lost interest.
My final point. It's all right. I worked out I've been here too long today.
Video games, all right.
I walked into big Yodobashi Camera today and was looking around the toy section like I do.
Yodobashi Camera is a massive department store in Japan that sells everything. It's absolutely huge. It's like a cathedral of cameras.
Cathedral of cameras and cathedral of toys as well. And I knew I'd been here too long, and I knew Japan had changed me when I picked up a toy of a young, I guess, a girl character, and realised that I wasn't at all surprised that the main feature of this toy was the fact you could see her pants. I mean, that was, you know, it was just this girl throwing her skirt in the air, and I was like...
It was normal to you.
That is now normal to me, and I know I've been here too long.
Toy store. Tits. That's what you want. You're not going to get it when you come back.
No.
If you ask for it, you'll be led away.
Yes. Exactly. Okay. I think combined now we're up to like an hour and 30 minutes nearly.
You got enough to go for there. Most podcasts are around an hour.
Yeah.
People just waffling. Once I think 30 to 40 minutes is good. It's a good length.
I'll trim this down a bit. I'll cut out all my long pauses and I'll try and dumb the dog.
Can you cut out all the pauses? Every single pause? So it's just a continuous streak of words.
Absolutely no
it's
breathing.
It's a nightmare.
I'll try, because that sounds fun.
You could do it if you're going to keep in the bit where we at the start where we talk about tax returns, because you didn't tell me we were recording for the first 10 minutes.
I might keep in part of that.
You could just maybe, I don't know, put the pitch up or something. Just make that a bit interesting. Maybe put some Benny Hill music on.
That's good. No, I will do that.
So we'll be back next week, listeners, with more stuff. If more than just our girlfriends listen to this, then I'll be really pleased.
And mum and dad.
In fact, if you do listen to this, please email in, because you might be the only one. And we'd love that. We won't talk about it. We won't make you feel persecuted, but please email us. Please. Please.
Really needy.
Need to know. Really need the effort. Really need the attention.
Yeah.
Just attention slots. So yes, we'll be back soon with more of this, more planned stuff.
Yeah.
If you want us to talk about anything particular, do email in as well. We'll do that, unless we haven't heard of it, in which case we'll ignore you. And SNES games next week for me. I'm going to talk about some SNES games, my favourite memories, best ones, things I think they should remake, as Nintendo seem to just do remakes now. Seems quite prudent to talk about that. And what are you going to talk about, Alex, next week?
Next week I'll be talking about Wario. Tomorrow is New Games Day, so I'll pick up something then to talk about next week. And
That's Thursday in Japan is New Games Day.
New Games Day, I make a point to go to the shop. And I will keep an eye on the news here, see if anything interesting pops up on Japanese New
Games. Me likewise for discussion.
Yes, and yeah.
And we'll be back then.
Yep. Thanks for ending that, because I really didn't know how we were going to do that. Thanks, Dad.